It's time for you to be a part of the show. Email or call with questions for Dr. Mike now. Email ask Dr. Mike Smith at radiomd.com or call 877-711-5211. What are you waiting for? The doctor is in.
All right, so first question from a listener had to do with a past show of mine where I talked about the trinity of nutrients for blood pressure. The question is, you mentioned on a past show the trinity of nutrients for blood pressure. What were those again? I love that. I can do this. This is easy. Pomegranate, grapeseed extract, and milk peptides. Pomegranate, grapeseed extract, and milk peptides. So the pomegranate, about anywhere between 100 to 200 milligrams a day of that extract can lower the top number, 8 points or so, bottom number, 6 points. The grapeseed extracts, the grapeseeds themselves can act like a class of blood pressure drugs that we have called ACE inhibitors. They can drop that top number close to pomegranate, maybe not quite as good, maybe 6-7 points, bottom number, 4-5 points. And then milk peptides. People always ask me what is a milk peptide. It's where you take whey, obviously comes from milk, that's milk peptide, and you chop it up into smaller pieces, so the protein becomes these smaller pieces. Those smaller pieces are called peptides. So when you ingest milk peptides, they also can act like those ACE inhibitors and have some similar results as the grapeseed extracts. When you put all those three together in a formula, you have some pretty powerful protection against high blood pressure, and people do well on it. It's effective, at the right doses. There's pretty much no side effects with these things. So that's the trinity of nutrients. I think, though, on that show, I also mentioned a new one that I've been following and Life Extension's been following, and that's olive leaf extract. I think I talked about that one. That's not part of my trinity, but maybe someday I'll make it part of it. But the olive leaf extract can, if I remember right, can drop the top number about like pomegranate, around 8 points, in the bottom number, also like pomegranate, maybe 6-7 points. So olive leaf extract is something to maybe keep an eye out on, some of the new research coming out. We offer it at Life Extension as a standalone. It's not part of our healthy blood pressure formula. But that's something else. So it's not just the olives themselves. The olive leaves have a lot of beneficial compounds. So there's the trinity of nutrients: pomegranate, grapeseed, and milk peptides. Oh, another question I get. If I have milk issues, if I'm, intolerant to milk, can I take milk peptides? Well, the answer is yes, because milk intolerance is due to the sugar, the milk sugar, lactose. As we get older, most of us don't digest lactose very well, and we get stomach issues. That lactose stays in our stomach. It goes into our small bowel. It doesn't absorb because it's too big. Eventually gets to the colon, and gas and bloating, all that kind of stuff starts. When you take a milk peptide product, a milk peptide extract, there's no lactose in it. It's been completely removed, so you should be just fine. People who even have some whey issues with the protein itself, because we're chopping the whey up into the smaller pieces called peptides, you still might be able to take that because it's no longer whey. So maybe you start with a lower dose, just see how you feel on it. So I do know there are people with whey sensitivities who can take milk peptides as well. Okay, next question. What are your thoughts on mega cleanses? Well, I'm not sure. Maybe I need some clarification what this person means by a mega cleanse. I can tell you that I think you can overdo cleanses, especially colon cleanses. If you do too many of them, you can disrupt how your body is digesting and absorbing nutrients, for instance. So you do have to be careful. So I'm not really sure what this listener means by mega cleanse. I can tell you what I do. As far as cleanses go, I do a liver cleanse about twice a year. I used to take milk thistle every day, kind of like a daily mild cleanse, but I just felt like I didn't need that anymore. That was a couple years ago, and I stopped that. But I'll do a liver cleanse that has some milk thistle in it. passion fruit extracts, artichoke extract. It's all kind of comes in a formula. I really like the artichoke part for decongesting the liver. So I'll do that maybe a couple times a year, but that's it, you know? Now, depending on what you do, if you're working with toxins more, if you're not watching your diet and you're eating more prepackaged foods, you might want to do a liver cleanse maybe once a quarter, once every 2 or 3 months. I don't know. I don't think it needs to be done monthly. I think the liver is quite resilient. I think if you just help clean it out on occasion, you'll be okay. As far as colon cleanses, it's kind of the same thing. You know, I'll do a colon cleanse a couple times a year. Suzanne Summers, who's a good friend of mine, she wants me to do the coffee enema. Every time I talk to her, she brings it up and asks if I've done it. No, I haven't. I haven't done that yet. And I don't think I have. But, you know, again, I eat pretty well. I eat a decent amount of fiber every day. So even when I do the colon cleanse, it's not as dramatic as what you might see on some infomercials. They can be quite disgusting, actually. Can you overdo it? Yeah, I think so. So maybe depending on how your diet is, how much fiber you're getting on a daily basis, you know, maybe once a quarter, twice a year, something along those lines. Kidney cleanses, some people do. I've never done a kidney cleanse. I don't think I have that need, at least at this point in my life. On occasion, I will do maybe a month supply of modified citrus pectin, which I really like. Modified citrus pectin is pectin that's been modified. You take pectin, which is a protein found in like apples, for instance, but it's a huge protein. So what you do is you cut it up, chop it up into pieces, and that's what modified means. And in a certain size, it gets into your bloodstream, and it can surround toxins. There's even some studies using modified citrus pectin in cancers and preventing spread of cancer, metastatic disease. But for me, it's kind of a chelation type cleanse that I'll do, you know, on occasion. I'll just do a whole month supply. And I like that. I do feel a lot better after I do modified citrus pectin. So there you go. So I think you do need to be careful with overdoing it with cleanses. I think the body is very resilient. I think if you're eating right, getting good fiber, avoiding the processed and prepackaged foods, a liver cleanse on occasion, colon cleanse on occasion, and maybe a month here and there of modified citrus pectin to get rid of, to get rid of some of the toxins and stuff, kind of like a mild chelation. There is also, if you don't want to do modified citrus pectin because it is expensive, costs a lot of money to modify it, the pectin, you can do, there's oral EDTA, which is a chelator. Some people will do that. It's a little bit cheaper. Personally, I like the pectin product. So there you go. That's how I do it. And I think so far I'm doing pretty well with that. I think I have time maybe for one more quick question. So let me find one that's, my sister is obsessed with gluten. She avoids it and tries to convince me to do the same. Do I really need to run from wheat and gluten? That's another good question. You know, this is another group in the industry, the anti-gluten group, that can be very vocal, very passionate, and I appreciate that. But from most of us don't have an issue with gluten. If you can eat breads and you're okay and you're not getting bloated after you eat, that kind of stuff, you're probably okay. Personally, I don't have a gluten issue. I don't have a problem with breads and gluten. So I don't avoid it. But there are some people that should avoid it. Absolutely. So I think you just have to look at your own situation, whether you have symptoms or not. You can just do a gluten heavy meal and see how you feel. And if you feel okay, you probably don't have to run from it, like you say. Okay? Maybe that'll help. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.